This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Lamed Beis, the 32nd page. We're discussing the subject of simultaneous punishments. The first Mishnah of the Parak of Elon Naris said, Elon Naris sheyesh lahem knas haba al achoisai. Somebody who lives with his sister is chayiv a knas. Now let's think about that. Aside from the fact that there's a chayiv krisus and a monetary payment of knas, what about the fact that you're chayiv malkus? There's a chayiv malkus when somebody lives with their sister if they're warned. And yet at the same time you're paying a knas. So that would seem to indicate that you're paying, and presumably you're getting malchus. Says Gemara, our Mishnah says that we're four lines from the bottom on Lamed Aleph on the base. Our Mishnah says that if somebody violates their sister or their father's sister, then they pay a knas. Says Gemara, Uriminhu, will ask a contradiction. Eluhein haloikin. The following, this is a Mishnah in Makos and Daf Yud Gimel. The following people get Malkus. Haba al achoisai, one who lives with his sister. Ve'al achos aviv, or his father's sister. Ve'al achos imai. Ve'al achos ishtai, or his wife's sister. Ve'al eshes achiv, or his brother's wife. Ve'al eshes achi aviv, or his father's brother's wife. Ve'al hanida, or if somebody lives with a nida. So in all these cases, if the person was warned, they get Malkus. So, wait a second. Our Mishnah says you pay money. The Mishnah Malkus says you get Malkus. Do you get both? But we know you can't get both. V'kaimalan. But we have the following principle. De'enoi loike u'mashalim. You don't get Malkus and pay. So, how are you going to reconcile? Our Mishnah says you pay. That Mishnah says you get Malkus. And we know you can't get both. So how do you reconcile that? Amar Ula loikash. Ula says there's no difficulty. Kan ba'achoisoi na'ara, kan ba'achoisoi ba'geres. Ula says there's no difficulty. Here we're talking about your sister who's a na'ara. A na'ara gets a knas. Now when you get a knas, you pay a monetary payment, but you ain't going to get malchus. Right now we're assuming that if there are two penalties, money and malchus, you'll pay and you won't get malchus. So our Mishnah is talking about a nara. A nara pays a knas. Once you pay, you're not going to get malchus. The Mishnah in Masechta Makos is kan ba'achoisai begeres, talking about your sister who's a begeres. When she reaches 12 and a half, she doesn't get a knas anymore. That's why she'll get malchus. In our Mishnah, we're talking about a nara. A nara gets a knas. Once you're paying money, you're not going to get whipped. That Mishnah is talking about a bageras. So there's no monetary payment, so you get whipped. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me that the Mishnah in Malkus that says you get Malkus is talking about where the person is a bageras? And the reason why you get whipped is because there's no knas? As if the only monetary payment for raping a woman is knas? There are all kinds of monetary payments. But achoise bageras nami ha'ika boishas? What about the shame you cause the woman? So knas, you need nara, but boishes is a regular monetary payment. What about upegam? What about her depreciation? We know that if once a woman loses her besulim, so then she goes down in value as a shivcha in the marketplace because she becomes less desirable. A shivcha that is a besula is more desirable. A master that likes his eved would prefer to give wed her to a basula. So how could you say the Mishnah in Malkus that says you get Malkus is talking about there's no knas because she's a bageris, but what about the other monetary payments of shame and depreciation? Says Gemara b'shoita, it's talking about a woman who's not only a bageris and therefore there's no knas, but she's also a fool. She's a shaita, she's an imbecile. Therefore, there's no shame. She doesn't have the intelligence to be ashamed. Furthermore, she doesn't depreciate in value because she's already on the lowest rung of value. Says Gemara, what about the other monetary payment? What about the pain you caused her? Raping a woman causes her tsar. even if she's a shaita, but never any and a bagaras, but you still caused her pain. Va'ikot Sarah says Gemara b'mafuta. It's talking about you seduced her. When you seduce a woman, there's no pain. You're not forcing her. So again, there's no knas because she's a bagaras. There's no depreciation and shame because she's a shaita. And there's no tsar because she's a mafuta. You seduced her. Now why don't you just say that you seduced her? Because there will still be shame and depreciation. What do you mean shame? But she let you do it. Yeah, but there's shame for the father. There's depreciation perhaps for the father. Says the Gemara, Hasha da'asas lahachi, now that you brought in the possibility that she could be an imbecile, afilu tema achoy sainara, you don't have to say that she was a boigeres. Aye, then you should have to pay her a knas. No, you don't have to pay her a knas, because we're talking, normally, when you seduce a woman, you got to pay the father a knas. But what if she's a yesoima, she's an orphan woman? So since she's an orphan, so she let you do it. So she let you do it. There's no tsar, she let you do it. There's no depreciation, she let you do it. There's no embarrassment, she let you do it. There's no knas, because she let you do it. It should go to the father. There's no father. A yesoima, her knas and her boishas and her pragam is hers, and she's meichel. In other words, when there's a father, then if you seduce a woman, you got to give knas to the father and boishas to the father and pragam to the father. So the bottom line is the way we're answering the stira is our mishnah is talking about a regular woman. A regular woman, what your chayiv monetary payment, your chayiv knas, we're talking about a nara, and your chayiv malkus, but you only get one because ein loikeo mashalim, so you pay. But in the Mishnah Makos, you only get malkus. Why? Because we're talking about a boigeres. And what about the other monetary payments? It's talking about various scenario where there's she's a shoita, and she's a boigeres, and she's a mafuta. Fine. Which means, basically, that Ula is of the opinion that when you have money and malkus, you pay. Now, it's not clear why. Is it because money is the more severe punishment? Or is it that money is the more lenient, but we're lenient with you? We don't exactly know why, we just know what. We know Ula holds, when you're chayav money and you're chayav malkus, then you only pay. Alma kasavar Ula. From here we see Ula holds. Kol hecha de'ika mamun malkus. Whenever there's money and malkus, mamayinu mashalim, you pay money. Milkaloy laki, you don't get malkus. Minale l'Ula ha. Where did Ula get this from? Where did he get this interesting shita from? Says Gemara, Gamar mechoyvel b'chaveray. He learned it from someone who hits his friend. Someone who hits his friend. Someone who, he says to his friend, dear friend, it's been nice being your friend. I don't want to be your friend anymore. And he slugs him. He punches him in the face. Now, you're chayiv malkus, because we know even if Bezdin gives extra malkus, the Torah says, lo yosef, don't give more than 39 malkus, because then you're chayiv, it's a lav, and you're chayiv malkus. So certainly if you stam hit your friend, if Bezdin is not allowed to add one lash, certainly you can't just punch your friend for no reason. And there's also monetary payment. You have to pay loss of work. You have to pay all kinds of monetary payment. And we know, so if you hit your friend, there's a lav. And there's also monetary payment. And the pasuk says, when you hit your friend, you got to pay him. So that means whenever you, that's one circumstance where you're chayiv malkus and you're chayiv mamon. And the bottom line is, the upshot is, you got to pay the guy. So from here we learn that whenever you're chayiv mamon and malkus, you pay. Says Gemara, but wait a second. You're going to learn from someone who hits his friend that whenever you have monetary payment and malchus, you pay. Ma choyvel b'chaveroi di'ika mamon u malchus. Right? Oh, excuse me. Ma Okay, this is a statement. Just like if you hit your friend, where there's monetary payment and lashes, you pay money, you don't get lashes. So so too, anytime there's monetary payment and lashes, you pay money, you don't get lashes. Says Gemara, it's not a good source. Maybe if you're going to assume that monetary payment is the more severe of the punishments, but maybe when you hit your friend, you know why you pay a monetary payment? Because hitting your friend is very strict. Because there are a lot of things you got to do when you hit your friend. Ma l'choyvel b'chaveroi, but maybe hitting your friend is strict for the following indication. Shekein chai b'chamisha dvarim, you got to pay five things there. You have to pay damages, the pain, doctor bills, loss of work, shame. Don't try to prove from somebody who hits their friend that whenever you have to pay mamain, amalkus, you pay mamain. Because maybe the reason why you pay the severe punishment when you hit your friend is because there are other severity, there are other severe things that are found by someone who hits their friend. Namely, you have to pay five payments. And if you're going to say that no, maybe the reason why money is the lesser of the two punishments. Maybe Malkus is more severe and money is more lenient. And we're going to learn from there, whenever there is Malkus and Mammon, you pay the more lenient penalty of money. V'imamayna l'kula, and if you're going to say, well, the monetary payment is the more lenient of the two, you still can't learn from there to elsewhere that in other circumstances, that whenever there's monetary payment and lashes, you pay. Maybe only when you hit your friend, we're lenient with you. Because hitting is not such a bad thing. It's not so bad to hit someone. What? Yeah, Bezin's allowed to hit someone. So there are instances where, since there are instances where that act is permitted, that indicates that hitting is not the most severe crime in the Torah, because there are circumstances when it's authorized. So maybe by hitting, we'll be lenient that when there's lashes and money, you pay money. But in a circumstance where you do something really bad, maybe then you get lashes. Says Gemara, Shekein Hutter Mechlali Bebezdin. Hitting is, in general, permitted in Bezdin. Says Gemara, Ela Gamar Me'idim Zoyamin. Rather, we're going to learn out that when there are lashes and money, you pay. We'll learn that out from Edom Zoymimin. How's that? We know that if Edom say, Reuven owes Shimon $1 million, because we saw Reuven borrow the money. And then two other Edom say, what are you talking about? You saw Reuven borrow the money. You were with us in the Claridge Hotel on the Pesach program. You know, you were with us in a special Pesach program. How could you have seen that? So the halach is, what do we do to the Edom? The Edom were chayif Malkus for testifying falsely. They also wanted to obligate Reuven $1 million. So we say, the halach is that the Edom are found to be zoymim and pay. They don't get lashes. So let's learn out from there that whenever there's a chiyav of Malkus and Mammon, you have to pay. Says Gemara, Ela Gamra Me Edim Zoymimin. We'll learn that from Edim Zoymimin. Ma Edim Zoymimin De Ika Mammon Umalkus. Ma Dach Edim Zoymimin. Where there's monetary payment and lashes. Mamayna Mashale Milka Loy Lucky. You pay money and you don't get lashes. So let's learn out. Af Kol Hecha De Ika Mammon Umalkus. So to any time there's monetary payment and lashes. Mamayna Mashale Milka Loy Lucky. You'll pay the monetary payment and you won't get malchus. Says Gemara, you're going to learn out from Edom Zoymimin. Edom Zoymimin has a very big stringency. Maybe that's why we give you the monetary payment, because there's a very big stringency by Edom Zoymimin. What's the big stringency by Edom Zoymimin? Mal Edom Zoymimin shekein einan tzrichen hasra. Edom Zoymimin don't need warning. You don't have to warn Edom Zoymimin that if they testify falsely, they're going to incur this punishment. We just give it to them. So maybe that's why they receive the strict punishment of money, of monetary payment. And if you're going to say, well, the monetary payment is the more lenient of the two, and you want to learn out to everywhere else where there's lashes and money that you get the more lenient penalty, v'ima mayna lekulahu, if the monetary payment is more lenient, shekein lo yasu masa, maybe edim zoymimin gets a very lenient penalty because edim zoymim never did an act. Testimony is not considered an act. Speaking is not considered an act. So you can't learn out that when there's malchus and mamon and you pay, you can't learn it out from hitting your friend. Hitting your friend has a chumrah, you pay five things. You can't learn it out from edim zoymimin. Edim zoymimin has a chumrah, it does need warning. And if you're going to say the monetary payment is more lenient, you can't learn it out from hitting your friend, because hitting might not be so chamor. Hitting in general is lenient because Bezdin could hit. And you can't learn out from Edim Zoymimin because Edim Zoymimin is also lenient because it's not a Maisa. So now the Gemara says, Ela Gamar Mitarvayu. We'll learn out that when there's money and lashes that you pay from the two, from hitting your friend and Edim Zoymimin. Mahatzad HaShav Shabahen. What's the common denominator? The Ika Mamun Omakas. They both, you incur monetary payment and lashes. And in both of these cases, Mamayna Mashalay Milkaloy Laki, you pay money, you don't get lashes. Av kol hechadik, Mamayna Makos, so too, any time when there's monetary payment and lashes, Mamayna Masham, you're going to pay money, Milkaloy Laki, you won't get lashes. Elamai, the Gemara says, well, you can't learn it out from both of them. Right? Because normally, when you have two teachers, each teacher has their own chumrah. You say, well, teacher A, don't dismiss it because of the chumrah that teacher A has, because teacher B has the same, could teach the same thing and doesn't have that chumrah. Teacher B, has a chumrah. Yeah, but teacher A teaches me the same thing and doesn't have that chumrah. Now the Gemara wants to find a common reason why you can learn out from the two of them. So says the Gemara, Malat Sara Shava Shaban Shaken Yeshvan Sad Chumra. Maybe you say, well, they both have a chumra. Namely, hitting your friend has a chumra that you pay the five things, and Edim Zoymimin has a chumra that you don't need Hasra. So Tosis asks, what? That doesn't make any sense that they both have a Tzad HaChumra. That destroys every single Mahat Sad in the entire Shas. The whole concept of Mahat Sad is to learn from one teacher, you can't learn out because this teacher has a special chumrah. But if I have two teachers, each one with a different chumrah, so don't dismiss A because of A's special quality, because B could teach me the same thing, it doesn't have that special quality. Yeah, but B has a different special quality, but A has that feature and doesn't have that. So they both negate each other's special quality. So what are you going to say? Well, they both have tzad chumrah. Yeah, but their tzad chamer is different. And every mahat sad, they both have a tzad chamer. So Tosfos says it's more than the fact that each one has a strictness, because this would effectively destroy every single mahat sad and chas. It's they each have a strictness that does not have a comparable, that has something out of the ordinary that is not existent anywhere in Kol HaTorah Kula. Meaning no other act do you pay five things, and no other sin does not need warning. So they both have a strictness that is unique and has no comparison in Kol HaTorah Kula. And then the Gemara says, "V'ima mayna lekula." If money is the more lenient of the punishments, they also both have an extra unusual leniency. Shekein yesh v'hen sad hakal. They both have a special leniency that is incomparable in Kol HaTorah Kula, namely that Chovel B'Chaveroi is permitted for Bezdin. Bezdin could hit someone. And Edim Zoymimin is Lav She'em Bo'i Maisa. Okay, so we're still on the lookout. How does Ula know that when there's Malkus and Mamon, you pay money? Wonderful to see everybody back. Tomorrow night's 9:15, Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a beautiful night. Kol Tov.
You've You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.